Good morning, sunshine, and welcome to another episode of Shine Buzz Daily, where it's all about lifting up your vibration, lifting up yourself, and creating the life that you want after a toxic relationship. Today is going to be kind of fun. It's Motivational Monday, so of course I have to have something good, right? Well, today we're going to talk about gamifying your self-growth journey and how that looks, how it works, why you should do it, and some ways you can do it yourself at home. It's good stuff. All right, are you ready? Let's catch a shine buzz. Now, before I jump into this topic today, please don't walk away if you're just not a gamer. I'm not a gamer either, but I'm going to fill you in on a way that you can gamify your own life. You don't even need a computer to do this, but some apps can be useful, but you don't need that. Just stick with me and give me a chance here because I'm going to tell you something that might change your life today. Have you ever wondered why, as a human race, we seem to enjoy gaming so much? We might do the keyboard on the computer thing, or we might push the buttons on our like Xbox or PlayStation or whatever we use. I'm not a gamer like that, but I do game in different ways. We'll get to that. But why do we get such a kick out of games? What's the science behind that? The answer might surprise you. It actually comes down to your effort and how much you care about the game, so to speak. See, we care about games in a different way than we care about major life things, right? For example, we care about a game because we want to get better at it. It's fun. We care about a game because there's constant variety and there might be a plot that you're working on, or there's some level progression that keeps things interesting. This makes us try harder in order to progress in the game, and that then gives you that feeling that gameplay is satisfying. So let's break this down. From a neurochemical perspective, this essentially boils down to the release of dopamine in our brain, and that makes us feel good. Then, without realizing it, each time we try to kind of level up and get to the next place in the game, or we do some big challenge in the game, we're doing something very interesting. A lot of us don't even realize we're doing it, but essentially, subconsciously, we're picturing ourselves winning in our mind's eye, inside of our own heads. Of course, this leads us to actually try to do the challenge, so when we attempt it for real, then it actually very often manifests exactly how we visualized it. And guess what? Here comes more dopamine! Dopamine is sort of like a reward hormone. And it turns out that the feeling that you get when the dopamine rush hits you is highly addictive. And that can be enough to make us want to try again. Keep going. Which is why it might be hard for you to put down your phone when you just finally pop that last bubble or bump that last jewel or whatever. You want to keep going and level up. And on top of that, the release of dopamine is enough to reinforce the neural connection to make you want to do it again. And what happens then? Well, this obviously increases the likelihood that you're going to continue playing that game and the likelihood that you'll do it again with perfect technique and that you'll get better at it each time, either strength and ability or whatever. But when we stop caring about the outcome, it kind of doesn't really give you the dopamine rush anymore. So then that's why a lot of people have to switch to a new game. But if you want to change this, then you want to switch up the way you play the game, for example, and focus on what you're actually doing. Okay. All right. So now we know why brains are exciting for our games.
Yep, I really did say that, and yep, I'm really leaving it in. Sorry about that. I meant to say, now we know why our brains are excited by games. Carry on.
If you stuck with me this long, I really appreciate it. So what does this have to do with recovery or changing ourselves or self-growth or personal evolution? Well, the thing is, we can gamify our own personal change in a number of ways. So when we play games with ourselves, all of those benefits that I just described to you can be yours, but for self-improvement instead of freaking video games. How about that? Here's where the good part comes in. This is why I asked you to stay even if you aren't a gamer. So, quick story. When I lost all that weight 5 years ago, I'd been trying for a long time to do it, but I failed a lot of times, and I think the reason that I failed was because I wasn't truly focused on what I needed to be focused on. I wasn't truly ready to do what I needed to do. Or, if I was ready, I wasn't committing myself hard enough. Well, I ended up joining Weight Watchers, and for a long time, I tracked my food through their app. Well, that was the first time I probably gamified my weight loss appropriately. I like to eat sometimes, so a lot of times. So what I did was I would try to figure out how I could eat the most food for the least amount of points, right? And so that sort of almost forced me to start eating healthier foods, you know, more whole grains and greens and veggies and fruits, less unhealthy fats, less, you know, junk food, etc., because in order to eat more, I needed to eat healthier because things that were crappy for me were higher points, right? So that was step one. Step two was Fitbit. I got the Fitbit. I started doing the Fitbit challenges. I started joining Fitbit teams and playing Fitbit games. It was great. And really, that's how I did it. It was gamified. So how can you gamify your personal evolution? Well, if you do want to lose weight, try what I suggested. Track your food and track your steps and have fun with it. But if it's not about weight for you, and if it's just about the hurdles that come with going through a relationship with a narcissist and healing afterward, I shouldn't have even said just, it's if that's what it's about, because that's a huge thing. In some ways, so much bigger than losing weight. There are a number of different things you can do. Something you can do without, you know, apps or anything else, just a pen and a paper, is let's say you are writing a grocery list or a letter or anything. Let's say you have to write it by hand and you're kind of not thrilled about it. It's kind of seems kind of like a mundane thing. You don't really want to do it, but you have to get it done. So in this case, try not to do it absent-mindedly. Try to write as neatly and perfectly as you can and feel the pen on the paper. Let it flow. Imagine yourself having the most perfect handwriting, and then visualize the perfect handwriting and the perfect thing you wrote coming out and being, well, perfect. And if you're not opposed to using apps, you can do a number of things. A while back, I did a video on using a game called Codicross for brain training. It works and it's fun. You can also get the Fitbit app like I talked about, or other fitness apps. There are virtual coaches, all those kinds of things. Those definitely can gamify. My family and I even tried the Pokemon Go. We played that for a while, and everybody and their brother was running around catching Pokemon at the weirdest places. We had fun with it, and we moved our bodies more because of it. Like I said, you can get a food tracking app. You can get any sort of habit tracking app. I have several apps on the App Store now. One of them is just my content that a publisher takes and turns into audio. But the other ones are actual ones where you can communicate with me, and they have different things going on. One of them is actually really good for gamifying recovery because you're given little activities throughout each day that are custom chosen for you by me. But anyway, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I'm just saying even narcissistic abuse recovery can be gamified. Other things you can do are like join 30-day challenges for different things, or 10-day or 10-minute challenges. Give yourself a 10-minute challenge. The Fly Lady, who I've talked about before, is, love her. She actually does this one thing, it's like 27 fling boogie or something, where she tells you to get a garbage bag and walk around your house and pick up 27 things, put them in the bag, be done with it. Trash or things you want to give away or whatever. I think it's a great idea. You might do challenges about cleaning your house or going vegan or working out or really changing any habit at all. So what do you think? Do you think you might be willing to gamify your recovery and your personal evolution and your self-growth? Well, that's the question of the day. The question of the day is, have you previously gamified any personal improvement in your life? And if so, tell us about it in the comments. And if you haven't, are you going to think about it now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. And now let me look at you. I think you need a little homework. So grab your pen, grab your paper, and be prepared to write down your assignment for today, because it's time to read the cards. As usual, we're starting today with the Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills Deck. This is linked in the description below, but you don't need to buy it because I'm sharing these with you every day until I'm through the whole deck. And today's card is a mindfulness skill, and it says, practice thought diffusion. Sit quietly and relax using mindful breathing. Then observe your thoughts coming and going one by one without getting attached to them. Imagine your thoughts drifting away like clouds or floating past in a stream. Observe your thoughts without judging or getting attached to them. Practice today for 5 minutes. Practice thought diffusion. Love that. And now let's grab your daily affirmation for today, which comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. This is also available on Amazon, also linked in the description below, but again, I will be showing you every one of these cards over the next several weeks, so don't feel like you need to rush out and buy it. And this one is great. It says, I believe I'm worthy of feeling good. I believe I'm worthy of feeling good. I want you to remember that. I want you to write that down, because you, my friend, you are worthy of feeling good. You really are. If you're new around here, make sure you hit that subscribe button and the bell notification so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I want to take a quick minute to shout out my channel members, those people who support me through the YouTube membership program. I genuinely appreciate you more than I can say. And to everyone who subscribes to my channel, likes my videos, shares my videos, comments on my videos, thank you so much. All of you together are helping me to take my message just a little bit further, and that means the world to me because it is my mission in life. I'll see you soon.